Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
You're one of my oldest friends.
That's certainly not how it felt when you kissed me at Eleanor's.
He proposed before we left, and I'm going to say yes.
I'm sure you'll make a beautiful bride.
Last night was strange, but very fun. Didn't we just say goodbye?
Somehow you screwing left for sport is my fault.
Right. I know how long you and I have been best friends, okay?
No, it's not okay. From now on, you stay away from me.
Georgina, what are you doing here?
I told you I was coming.
Dan, of all people, cannot know Georgie.
How about dinner tonight with Sarah instead?
Oh, Sarah again. What is she, your new girlfriend or something?
She's new in town. She does want to meet you.
I'm Sarah.
What do you want from me?
I want things to go back to how they were before that night, before things got so screwed up.
What's Georgina got on you? What's so bad you can't even tell me?
She's in here over there. She'll never know.
You can tell me anything.
I killed someone.
Where is she? And who am I? That's the only girl I'll ever tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
In our modern age, when you call someone and can't find them, you can pretty much be sure they'll get the message.
Hey, S, Georgie. Listen, I know it's early, but I thought
I... is my third call.
Where are you?
It's me again.
I've left you a couple messages and you haven't called me back. I think we should hang out today. Friends hang out. Maybe you've lost your cell phone. Can't wait to see you.
But if they don't call you back, it usually means they don't want to be found.
Hey, do you think Track Me Down should come before or after every time?
Is the Rolling Stone thing tonight?
I guess I really am in one of the top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s.
It's true. I forgot.
Yeah, but a lot of people remember. There's a reason that issue was one of the highest selling of the year.
And I'm proud. Dad, I really am. You got the follow-up article in the concert, surely followed by an overpriced CD sold at corporate coffee houses for Gen Xers without taste buds or taste.
Hey, it's got to be cool. I mean, they're even filming it for VH1.
VH1 Classics. The classic is kind of important.
I'm classic. Uh-oh, no retort. Signs of a sleepless night. Disinterest in making your father feel old and irrelevant? That can only mean one thing, girl trouble.
Yeah, Serena and I, we had a fight last night. This new kind that we keep having where she says something and I know it's not the whole truth.
Well, have you asked her what's really on her mind?
Only about 10,000 times, yeah.
Yeah, but did you really mean it? Most times when people don't offer up the truth is because they're afraid of what someone might think. And I don't know if you know this, but you can be a pretty judgmental guy.
So you're saying that I should learn to be someone else around her so she can be herself around me?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you, Dad. I'm going to go find her right now.
See you tonight. Both of you.
And here I thought I had your schedule memorized.
I switched shifts and just got off. I'm Dan's dad's roadie for the day, so I gotta be on like 5. Although, I don't mind the stalking. When are you gonna ask me on a real date?
Hold that thought. Sorry. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I'll be right there. Look, I'm sorry, I gotta go.
So I heard.
No, it's not what you think. It's just, what are you doing tonight?
me, Lincoln Hawk, a dirty van, and a lot of cables.
Can I meet you at the concert?
Can you be there at 7:30?
It's a date.
Finally.
Text me the address.
The guests will be checked into the suites as soon as they arrive. The walkthrough is at 2 o'clock, and the rehearsal dinner starts promptly at 7 p.m. in the Reed Salon. Oh, and don't forget, you have your interview with Rolling Stone in 1 hour.
The interview? How could we forget it?
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Bass, Miss Vanderwoodson.
Not for long, thank you very much.
Morning, Daniel.
Morning. Morning. Have you seen Serena? She's not upstairs.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
No, Dan, sorry.
Okay. And her bed has been slept in.
Well, I knew housekeeping was hiring, but I had no idea their standards were so low.
I hate that I have to ask you this, but have you seen Serena?
Oh, I've seen lots of Serena. Are you drunk dialing again? No, Serena didn't come home last night. Thought she was with you. Maybe this is Blair's idea of a perverse double date.
Miss Blair asks that you should wait here. She's on her way now.
She's not even here?
Well, this ought to be good.
You're not calling me back, and you're not picking up. I thought you understood me, but maybe I should make myself a little more clear and come to you. We can talk about it over coffee. I've brought it just the way you like it. Dark, but sweet.
Hey, Sarah!
Dan!
Hey!
Oh, my gosh! What a coincidence.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Oh, I actually have an old friend from Portland staying here.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I came looking for Serena, but she apparently didn't come home last night, so I'm just, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out what to think. She's been, well, I was going to say she's not been herself lately, so I don't know. I don't know what to do exactly.
Why don't you try giving her a call again, and when she sees it's you calling, she'll immediately pick up and tell you all about it.
Hey. Hey, I was looking all over for you.
Hey, is this Dan?
Who's this?
My name's Drew. I'm the bartender of One Oak. Some girl left her phone here last night. She's been ringing off the hook all morning. We're the first number on the speed dial.
Some girl? What girl?
Tall, blonde, left her around two with three guys. Skipped out on her tab. It was pretty...
Hey. What is it?
Spotted. Lonely boy on the Upper East Side. Learning the lesson that nothing stays missing for long.
It's nothing.
No. Things always turn up. For better?
Well, is something actually wrong, or is this just some ploy to get us both here?
I meant what I said on the phone. I need your help. We need your help.
Or for worse.
Oh, my God.
You okay?
Take her upstairs. Girona, coffee back.
Come, Serena.
Well, just
we have to get her in the shower. We have to keep her talking and awake.
Come on.
Girona, will you please get her a fresh change of clothes and a bathrobe?
Of course, Miss Blair.
So we have every hangover cure known to man. Plus bagels. They should help soak up the alcohol and whatever else she took.
Thank you. I'll take it from here. Come on.
Hey, it's cold! Several times. You know, why do I get the feeling you're actually enjoying this? Call me sentimental.
I may not need those bagels after all.
What's going on with her?
She was here last night, scared. She told me something totally crazy, but was too freaked out to find the words to explain it. I went upstairs to find my mom's Valium to calm her down, but when I got back, she was gone. It took me all night to find her.
What exactly did she say to you?
That's beside the point. We're here to help Serena no matter what the problem is.
Hey, could you maybe read that somewhere else? I don't like the post.
Is that why you subscribe?
Another thing I don't like. My son depressed. I don't know if you've talked to him recently.
We've talked.
He and Serena, should I be worried?
Been a little bumpy lately, sure. I think the most recent bump is our friend Sarah. Serena's a little jealous, but Sarah's cool, so as soon as Serena gets to know her, everything will be fine.
Okay, that's good.
I love that picture of you.
Yeah, me too.
Tell me where you took this photograph. What undoubtedly could be called the band's most well-known image.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I would. It's positively iconic. Were you and Rufus Humphrey already involved when you took it?
Excuse me?
Rufus Humphrey, lead singer of Linkin Hawk, were... This is before or after?
Oh, well, I simply don't feel comfortable discussing anything other than my work.
I was talking about your work. Why'd you give up photography? Was it too hard to continue shooting after you had broken his heart?
Just a moment, please.
Oh, you know, I see I'm interrupting, so,
No, I have to say, I have
never been happier to see you, Dan.
Oh. Well, I've been waiting downstairs for Serena. I figured she has to come home sometime soon. So have you heard from her?
Have you tried calling?
Pretty sure she lost her phone.
Well, Charles said he was going over to Blair's to pick her up right after you left earlier. Maybe try there.
Yes, Charles. Charles, of course. Thank you so much.
Listen, I really appreciate your coming all the way to the palace to conduct this interview, but I'm simply going to have to ask you to leave because I have a wedding to attend. My own.
Do you think you were able to take such incredible photos of Rufus Humphrey because of how much you were in love with him?
Well, I wasn't in love with him. That much.
Thank you for your time.
Gerardo, bring the towels upstairs.
What's taking so long?
Huh. Guess I missed a chapter. Four. Don't all of you hate each other?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, that's fascinating and right for psychiatrist case study somewhere, but I am looking for Serena.
She's not here.
I think she is.
No, she just left. You must have crossed paths.
I don't believe you.
Fine. I didn't want to have to tell you this, but she doesn't want to see you.
No. Really?
Yes. Really.
Serena!
She's telling the truth, man.
Are you really going to stop me from seeing my girlfriend? Come on.
What are you doing?
What's happening?
Dan.
Something is going on, and I just want to be let in on what it is.
It's hard to explain.
Let me make it easy for you. I know you keep something from me, and I'm sick of being the only one you don't talk to about it.
I'm not talking to anyone.
Then what are they doing here while I get a call from a bartender who says you left the bar at 2 in the morning with a bunch of guys? What guys? Sorry. Who were they?
I don't know.
Did something happen last night?
Please don't.
Is that what you're so afraid to tell me, that you cheated on me? Did you cheat on me last night? All I need is a yes or a no. Did you sleep with someone else?
Yes.
I kind of wish I hadn't.
That doesn't sound so good. I'm just in the park. Want to meet me? Maybe talk about it. I'm a pretty good listener. Dan?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Well, I wanted cymbidiums, not hyacinth. And why did we choose fish? It's unseasonably warm. You know, I knew we should have gone with the Limoges instead of the Linux.
What's the matter? You were fine this morning. Now you're finding fault with everything.
Nothing at all. I've had 3 perfect weddings, and I want this one to be more perfect than perfect. That's all. Oh, finally. So, why are you still at Blair's?
You're supposed to be here.
Mrs. Van der Woodsen, it is Dorota, Miss Waldorf's.
I know who you are, Dorota, but this is not a very good time.
At the wedding, I know. Miss Serena is here.
Oh, yes, I know. I've heard several times today.
I know it's not my place, but Miss Serena is
like the old days.
What are you trying to say?
I think you should have worry about your daughter. Worry like before she went away.
Well, thank you, Dorota. I'll take care of it. I am so sorry, but I'm going to have to go.
Where do you have to go?
To do something I've done too many times before.
Can I help you?
No, thank you. I should alone.
Why did you? I mean, did you cheat on Dan?
No, I remember last night. I didn't do anything.
Then why would you say that to him?
Because I would rather Dan think I cheated on him than know what I really did.
What you really did?
Dan puts me on a pedestal. If he knew the truth, he would never look at me again.
Your story is scary to me. What did you do? Come on, you can tell us.
With vomit hair, making out with investment bankers in the men's room at PJ Clark's. You don't have to hide anything from us.
She's right, Serena. I mean, none of us are saints.
Yeah, I had sex with him in the back of a limo.
Several times. I had sex with you at a wedding while I was her date. Once. I'm Chuck Bass.
You can tell us anything. We don't judge. We're the non-judging breakfast club. We're your best friends. Anything you do is something we did too.
I tell you, you can never leave this room.
You all know Georgina Sparks. Some of us better than others. Sound like you didn't lose your virginity to her in seventh grade.
Sixth, actually, and I've been avoiding her ever since. The bitch is a psycho.
What about her?
Well, something happened the night of the Shepherd wedding.
You're all aware of what happened that night?
No, something else. Something I've tried to escape, but Georgina won't let me. And now she's blackmailing me.
Blackmailing you? With what exactly?
Well, it started when Blair thought you and I had too much to drink. She told us to go outside, get some air, sober up.
Oh, if the happy couple didn't want to put up the cash for the premium bar, they should have made the wedding BYOB.
Instead, we went into the empty bar. I opened a bottle of champagne.
We can skip that part, okay?
Go ahead. I'll fill her in later.
I left in a hurry. I felt so terrible. So guilty for what I had just done. I had to get out of there. I had played her. I headed straight to her. Little did I know, she had a surprise waiting for me.
Genuine Serena Vanderwood
and sexting. How exactly are we going to do this?
Well, if you put the camera over there, she'll never know.
Are you sure she's going to be down for this?
It's Serena. She goes down for anything. Hey, baby. Are the new Mr. and Mrs. Shepherd?
I didn't know it at the time, but she was taping. Lucky for me, I was too stuck on what had just happened to be much fun for anyone.
I can't believe I just did that. Blair's my best friend. What sort of person does that to her best friend?
I mean, this is a therapy session, G. You promised a party.
So break out the favorite.
Why is it so hot?
I'm scared.
We're right here.
I can't do this tonight, okay? How about we do a couple lines first, okay?
Whatever, baby.
Might be looking for us, but I couldn't go. I just couldn't. So I waited near the hotel across the street. All I wanted was to see the paramedics helping Pete. But that's not what I saw. I didn't know what to do. I just knew I had to leave right away. I took a train heading north, and I got a room and convinced my mom that boarding school was a good idea. And
I never said goodbye. It makes sense now.
But what does she even want from you?
Well, when she came back, I told her that I had moved on from the lifestyle that she was still in, but she didn't like that. So somehow she became friends with Dan and Vanessa and called herself Sarah.
Why don't you just tell Dan about her?
Because she has that tape of me and she'll use it. It's practically a snuff film.
We need to find her.
No, please. Promise me, please. Promise me you won't do anything. Because if you do, then she'll show Dan.
He never
speaks to me again.
Watch out, S. Just because you finally tell the truth doesn't mean there won't be consequences.
You look beautiful. I hope you don't mind. I asked Flair to come tonight.
What happened to you last night? Why didn't you come home? Why was Dan looking for you all morning? And why did I get a call informing me that you were on drugs?
I wasn't on drugs.
Don't lie to me. I saw that little home movie that you and your friends made.
Did you watch that?
Well, only part of it. I stopped when that guy had his tongue down your throat. But I can pretty much guess how it ends.
No, it was just a joke. We were kidding. It's not what it looked like.
You know what? You were out of control. I always knew you had a wild side. But how can you look at yourself? What have you become? I thought we were past all of this, Serena. I thought you were doing so well. I have nothing left but to send you to reformatory school. What do you think about that?
Sorry to interrupt. Tune to F sharp minor. And Lisa Shuckman told me to tell you you're almost up.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Hey.
Hey, this is incredible, Dad. I hope you're sufficiently nervous, because there's like 100 people out there. Which is it? 80 more than last time you played, I think?
Lisa, this is my sarcastic son, Dan, and his friend, Sarah.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you. I'll see y'all later.
Ah, no, Serena.
I'll take good care of him, Mr. Humphrey. Promise.
Jenny's already called me about 15 times from Mom's to make sure that I call her during something like that so she can hear you mess up the bridge. So,
break a leg.
I'll be in the front row.
Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Georgina! Georgina!
I think she thinks she knows you.
I've never seen her before in my life. Let's go get a drink. Don't send her away.
Blair, it's not polite to interrupt.
I don't care who hears. Just don't send her away.
Excuse me. Thank you, Blair, but it's not exactly your business what I do with my daughter. If anything, you're one of the reasons that I'm having to take such strong action.
I say this with all due respect, Lily. But you have no idea what your daughter's been going through. She's in a lot of pain. And I don't think the pain's going to go away if she goes away.
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
Serena has a secret. And she's been holding on to it for a long, long time. And now, it's finally catching up with her. I'm out of my league here. I can't do any more than I've done. And it's not enough. She needs you.
I saw the video. She doesn't need me. She needs boundaries.
What you saw isn't the whole story.
Hey, V, it's me.
You're not calling the campfire, you, because waiting 20 minutes before the concert maybe isn't the best way to let a girl down.
No, I'm calling to let you know I may be 10 minutes late because, drum roll, please, I'm actually going to take the subway to the show.
Subway, huh? Nate Archibald, man of the people.
Oh, well, thank you.
And your name's on the list, but if you don't see me, just look for Dan and our friend Sarah. They'll know where I am.
Wait, Sarah's there? With Dan?
As strange as it may seem, Dan is here. It's his dad's gig.
No, I'm not talking about Dan. I'm talking about Sarah.
Okay, now you're totally wearing me out.
Sarah is not her real name. It's Georgina.
Serena just told us this really messed up story about her. Just do not trust anything she says, please.
What are you talking about?
Listen, I'll tell you what I can when I get there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Here's the address you asked.
Thank you, Charles. Excuse us.
Hello?
Hey, I only have a second. I'm on my way to Queens.
Oh, gross. Why?
To meet Vanessa at a concert.
It got grosser.
We've been hanging out.
Not that I owe you any explanation. But I do feel like I should tell you apparently Georgina's with her and Dan.
She's there?
Yeah, and you know Serena doesn't want us to do anything, but I just thought you might want to know.
Where are you right now?
74th and Lex.
Don't move. Pick you up in 10.
I have to go handle this thing with Serena.
Now?
Yes, now.
It's our rehearsal dinner, and you're the bride.
I know, but I'm also a mother, and that's more important.
So your problems are my problems. Let me come and help.
I can't. I wish I could explain.
Seems to be a lot lately that you can't explain.
I'm sorry. But this is between me and my daughter.
It's gotten into you.
What if I told you I knew where Georgina Sparks was right now?
I'd say let's get the bitch.
Spotted. Blair and Chuck reunited to defend Serena's honor. With friends like these, who needs armies?
So where are we? It's the Ferryman's house. This is where the boy who died grew up. And his parents are expecting you.
Mom, I can't go in there.
Sweetie, if I've learned anything in life, it is that sometimes things get in your path, and you have a choice. You can either smash right into them, or you can adjust and move around. But you have to do one or the other in order to move forward.
How can I do this?
I'm going to be right by your side.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a round of applause for Lisa Loeb?
Hey, everyone, how are you doing? I'm Lisa Loeb, and I'm your host for tonight, and I'm so happy you're all here. Thank you so much for coming. We've got a lot of great acts lined up.
Hey, V. I didn't realize you'd be able to hang during the concert. Do you have something you want to say to me?
Not that I know of.
You sure about that? Georgina? My friend says Serena told him some story about you. He's on his way to fill me in, unless you want to do that first.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not a big fan of liars, and neither is Dan. I'm giving you a chance to explain yourself here.
Where's Sarah going?
I don't know who she is. Nate just called me and said her name is Georgina.
That's that girl back there called her. Why would she lie about her name?
I think there's some other stuff, too.
Vanessa, Rufus can't find the set list. You know where it is?
I taped it into the top of his Gibson case. I'll get it. This will just take 2 minutes. Just don't go anywhere. Stay right here. I'll be right back.
Okay?
No. No, I feel terrible, Mom.
Oh, you heard what they said. Now, Peter was an addict for 10 years. His own parents couldn't get him to stop using. There's no way that a 16-year-old girl could have. They don't hold you responsible. You don't need to blame yourself.
But I am responsible, Mom. I'm the one that gave him the line that killed him.
Serena, those were his drugs, okay? If you hadn't given them to him, he would have taken them himself.
Then why do I still feel like this?
Because contrary to what I might have said earlier, you're a good person who since that night has been living your life with care and compassion and respect for yourself and for others. I'm sorry I doubted you. Absolutely.
Take me to see Dan.
You say I only hear what I want to. And I thought what I felt was simple.
Okay, so your name is really Georgina. Well, I don't understand why you felt like you had to lie to us.
Because my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, when we broke up, he wasn't too happy about it, and things got out of control.
Okay, well, what happened?
I came home one day, and my car was broken into. And then a week later, my room was trashed, and I got really scared. I changed all my numbers, I moved in with a friend, and yet he still tracked me down. It was my mom's idea to change my name and move out of town. I hate being away from my family, but better than getting hurt, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you, I wasn't supposed to tell anybody.
No, I get that.
And I also didn't want you to think less of me because I haven't wanted to admit it, but from the moment I met you, I've been falling for you. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's loud here. What, you want to go somewhere else, place quiet and talk?
Well, your time's about to come on.
I understand. Something we won't be watching this on YouTube for the next 5 years. Very cool.
about your friends, ones I can't stand.
Where's Georgina?
What are you going to do? You heard what Serena said. You're like we care.
Georgina left.
Left for where?
I don't know. She just took off. If I could only find Dan, he's around here somewhere.
Well, let's go look for him. Alone.
Okay.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm a big Lucy Hawk fan.
I'm looking for Dan and Georgina.
You're out of luck. Georgina's gone.
And Dan?
I'm out of luck. He's still around.
It's all over now. I can finally tell Dan everything. Can you help me find him? Hold, I'm here looking for you right now. Where are you?
With me.
Georgina?
I hear you told her a little secret. That's the way you want to play it. That's how we'll play it.
No, I'm not afraid of you anymore.
Huh? You should be. Because all bets are off.
Why? What are you going to do?
It's not what I'm going to do, sweetie. It's who I'm going to do it with.
No. I know, Dan. He's too good.
You sure about that?
How'd everything go with your mom?
Good. Yeah. She was glad I finally found someone I could trust. Are you sure that you don't mind missing the after party to have coffee with me?
You know what? After the day I've had, there's no place I'd rather be.
That never sleeps, a lot can happen in one night. Sweet dreams, Serena. XOXO, Gossip Girl. When you're walking alive, you blow away.